You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Left.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 96.5 FM, WISS, coming your way in Appleton and Oshkosh. Brewers on WISS tonight at 6:40, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Always a great rivalry. Special thanks to Lisa Hale for joining. Is Nick still on there, Todd? Nick, who was at Stadium View last night doing his cheese curds and the whole thing. It was great. And now we're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. And I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt here, Mark, but I'm very honored that Dominic and I were invited to your event last night. And it was fantastic. You guys, I mean, for being right there, what a nice event you put on. And I was telling Jim, first thing I walked into, you can't believe this brisket I had last night. This brisket was unbelievable. That was really cool. You guys put together a great event. And the cool part, Jim, is I'd never been. I mean, I'm a patient of theirs, you know, with whatever. And but I had never been to the upstairs. They get an unbelievable workout facility that would be like an NFL workout room with all the cameras to video everything you do. That's really cool, Mark. We don't talk about that enough.
Yeah, we'll probably have to come back and talk about that another time. I will tell you, I just left that building because I stayed overnight there.
You slept there, huh?
I slept there. I didn't know I had to be back here, so. But I tell you, the credit to the entire our staff. They put on a great event. We have an event still in the parking lot the next 2 days.
Yeah,
a lot of vendors out there. And then that floor, we got everything cleaned up last night, out of there by midnight. And our maintenance guys, the floor is up. And by 6:30 when I left, we can see turf again. So, it's a great way to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. You know, we have one good shot at this.
Yeah.
We don't have experience.
Embrace it, man.
Like you said, you've just had other people on. Take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the time.
It's part of the cool part about living here.
There's going to be some things we all probably did wrong, and there's going to be some things we said, man, we knocked that out of the park.
I thought you guys did, Mark. No BS. Got a quick text here. Can I add a birthday wish today to Brooklyn Tremel? Love, Mom, Dad, Oakley, and Colt. Man, are those ever cool names?
The whole thing. Brooklyn, that's a cool name. Love that name. Mom's a cool name. No, Mom, Dad.
Brooklyn, Oakley, and Colt are the names? That's
Brooklyn,
incredible.
And, Colt.
And the person who sent it in is Gretchen from Butternut.
Okay, Todd, what's going on here?
Somebody go buy that book.
How do you have such cool names, people?
Brooklyn, Oakley, and Colt.
Wow. I wish I was Colt. Call me Colt today.
Colt.
Call me Colt. Remember Colt McCoy, the quarterback? Call me Colt today.
That's too cool for you.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Todd.
Oakley. I'll take Oakley.
Todd.
Brooklyn. That's happening.
Todd.
Yes.
Is Colt too cool for me?
Yes.
Todd is the most brutally honest person.
I have been this week. I apologize to both of you.
It's been a long week, though.
I don't know
if it's because of the anticipation of the draft or because we've been
Todd's a little OT.
That was just day one.
Yeah.
We got two more days.
I got an event today that's going to be pretty cool, though. Over at Heritage Hill, we're doing that. People, you're invited. I want to invite people over there at Heritage Hill today. We're doing a little seminar, or whatever you want to call it, a presentation for Jerry Vanisi to try to get him into the NFL Hall of Fame, or Jack Vanisi, try to get him in the NFL Hall of Fame. He drafted 13 Green Bay Packers that are Hall of Famers. 13. And we're trying to bring awareness to it with the NFL being here. We're okay, Brian.
You know who's
John
right
is
on today is Brian.
Oh, Brian's always so snarky.
Brian had his oats.
Mino is more of a Herb. Really? Okay.
Herb.
No, I'm not.
Remember that?
Herb. I do. No, I'm not, Brian. You know what I am? I'm a Colt. Shout out to Cheese Curd Nick. After a number of large adult beverages, those cheese curds were just what I needed.
I would agree, Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Man, is there...
Yeah.
By the way, Uber drivers made a lot of money last night, says Mike. I heard there were 200. Well, actually, the lady that drove the bus at your place, she said, folks, you don't want to miss the bus. because the Ubers are $200 right now in this area. Did you get that too?
No. We had our last bus, I think, roll out at 11:30. And credit to the bus. I mean, I tell you what, everyone's done a great job. And we were just saying on, off the air of it was a very good environment to be in last night.
It really was. Like, it was cool.
There weren't we did not see a lot of drunks around.
I didn't see
we did
any.
Not see
other than me.
Out of control people. I get you're going to have some. But and I think a lot of people did disperse after the Packers pick.
You're right.
And that probably helped out. It was a very well run event by the NFL and the Green Bay Packers.
No question.
And I think people maybe started with pricing, you know, 6 months ago or whatever. A lot of chatter, but I paid $80. You know, you look at that for, I think I was there, what, 7-6 hours probably? You know, because I went, that's not a lot.
No.
$15 an hour?
I
get parking tickets down here for $22. So, I mean, I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I think the biggest thing we have to remember is it's the one-time shot. I just don't see, I mean, this, nothing against Packers NFL. I just don't see it coming back anytime soon.
No.
It would
lifetime.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
So, but I think for what everyone kind of came together and planned what you felt like you had to do, some people talked, some people didn't.
You know what was weird though, Mark? It's like being there. I mean, it was over. I mean, it was, the crowd was, whoo. And then when I got home to watch the Packer pick, and then you see the overhead shots of the, where you were, it's like, holy crap, that's even bigger than I experienced.
I think to give them credit too, I think that's another thing, you know, people talked about is the whole area is so big, just to go in and check out, let's what we call the Titletown Park area where the turf is, there's enough of activities going on right there. You could probably spend half a day.
I thought the coolest thing of the entire event, other than your event, and other than that brisket, other than that, the coolest part when
Minzo's on that one.
Yeah. We walked up to the top of, and I'd never been there before. I'd never walked up Aaron's Hill.
Yeah.
And people were sitting on the hillside with the big screen watching. It's like, that was the best place to be, was sitting on that hill watching.
Well, I give this credit to the Packers. They've done some movies during the summertime. Mm-hmm. I have been told you could, you know, grab the blanket, grab your family on a Friday night. That is, and they put up one of those very good screens with LEDs. Boy, I tell you what, that's a great opportunity.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's a heck of a climb. Yeah, that's a. Have you climbed up there?
That worked your Achilles a little bit, John.
Oh goodness,
I've gone tubing there.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's a heck of a hill.
Oh yeah, that's like Mark said, that's a great place.
You don't
to watch
realize
movies.
It until you're about halfway up. It's like, holy crap!
You know, so we didn't go. It was last year, first game of the year. My wife was gone, and I brought my son up, and we just kind of wanted. We have a few people tailgating, and you know what? Great place to watch flyover.
Because the helicopters that came. Weren't those awesome?
Yeah.
Jim complained. Jim's the only person that's complained. Why didn't they have jets? When I was mayor, we had jets.
I like the F-14s, but I thought that was nice. I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
I didn't really complain. I just said, that was nice. That's all I said.
No,
I was,
you did.
He said, what do you mean that was nice?
Because there weren't jets, Jim.
I said, what would you have done different? I said, I may have called in the
Did he
jets.
Complain, yes or no?
Well, he actually gave me a phone number to call. He wanted to make a...
You know what,
maybe
though?
Maybe they're saving it.
You think they're going to do a flyover tonight again?
That'd be nice.
I would.
They
have some of those drones you got flying around.
Those jets flying over that area? Holy cow.
But that's awesome. We always have flyovers.
You think they would have come lower?
Like, I would do the same thing I would do for the game. Those are, they don't have to, all I have to do is turn on
Jim, those Jim, call some people. Let's see if we can get a flyover tonight.
Yeah, let's see how much pull you have. Thank you, Todd.
Getting Roger Goodell on the line.
Roger. No, it's your buddy
Jim.
Pay for that. So I just think it was great. The helicopters were great. I was just chills.
Why? Okay, let me ask you something. Why don't you call? Okay, so
no,
Jerry, I loved it. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
Yes or no? Is Jerry Jones sleeping about 200 yards from where we're sitting right now?
No, he's in Dallas. They showed it last night.
Oh, I thought he was here in Green Bay.
No, they showed him in the war room in Dallas.
Oh, I thought he was in Green Bay.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, you were in Jerry Jones' private box. Yep. He literally made you mix drinks or whatever.
Yes.
Why don't you call him and invite him into our studio?
For the Super Bowl.
Yes.
For the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just to underscore that, too. So, yeah.
Why don't you bring him in here?
Yeah. I don't know. He's pointed like he was at the Northland. He's not at the Northland.
Whatever. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Just explain the event you guys put on last night. And I will be honest with you. You were like that one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. You were on your phone. The buses. And we're driving. This was funny, Jim. So we're driving over. We're on the bus. It took us, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, there was an accident.
There's an accident. Slowed
buses.
So the driver of the bus of Jim's shows, Bell and Medicine told me I have to stay on this route because he was trying to redirect.
Right.
And the poor cop just goes, lady, do what you got to do. It was like he was so stressed out with like 1,000 cars in line. He goes,
she's one of those people that.
And he was just like, lady, just do what you got to do.
Wow. No, it was, you know, it was a great opportunity to have some of our partners from businesses and schools, community, some of our own leaders just come together. But we pulled it. You guys had one of our organizers out in the parking lot. We have vendors
that
are doing things out in the parking lot, trying to give food back. And then there's a whole bunch of more vendors. That's the food side. And then we also have more vendors selling stuff under the tent. We had Jerry Kramer there. YMCA was there doing activities.
Boys and Girls Club?
Boys and Girls Club. I think when we looked at the whole thing, this wasn't just about one thing. It was how do we use our perimeter and say, how do we give back to the community? How do we say thank you? I'd still encourage people all day from 12 to 7.
I will say this, Mark. I will say this. I'm not going back. Okay. Just because, you know what I mean? It's like an experience and it was awesome and it was great. Like, the crowd, everything. But you almost have to have a second day because like last night was so, you know, drinking out of a fire hose type thing. I don't think you had a chance to appreciate it last night. So today would be a great day to get a better lay of the land. Will you agree, Jim?
Yeah, I want to go. I'm going tomorrow. I'm taking today off. But we got a lot of stuff to do today, right? And we got that Booyah thing and then there's that tailgate party with the Super Fan Fest. But I'm going with my brother tomorrow, but I'm taking today off. I'm going to definitely go to that. I want to support those. Absolutely.
And tomorrow, I will tell you, I'm here and the weather's going to be perfect. It is going to be a little bit cooler. But I tell you what, I think tomorrow is going to be the day to come as a family.
Right.
To wander your kids down, take in the activities, hang out for 2 hours. It costs you nothing.
Totally agree.
And I think some people are leaving.
Correct. I think your diehards are going to be out of there. Right. They may come tonight, tomorrow, or last night, tonight. And then I think there's going to be a lot of families coming out there. I think it's just going to be a great opportunity.
And I will say this, go up on top of that Aaron's Hill just to see the view of the whole thing.
You could, you know, but the NFL's got so many of these little things. You can check out Super Bowl rings. You can check out jerseys. You can check out so many of these things. And all you got to do is download that app.
The police officer last night, when I did the thing, he goes, I go, I'm so proud. There's like 9 different levels of security. Yeah. Okay. I go, did I do this right? He goes, I'm very proud of you. I go, really? He goes, being a youper, I didn't know you know how to use technology. It's like, okay.
You know what? If you take a look, and I think the other thing, download the app and just familiarize yourself with it. Because if you get on that app, it tells you a lot, you know, from autograph sessions. And we had a lot of people saying, I'm just going in for an autograph session.
Okay. I couldn't find the Panini tent because Alec Ingold was doing an autograph thing last night.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometown.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Man with Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine here. Got a text here. Paninis are right by the stadium. That's where Alec Ingold was last night. I wanted to see Alec. Alec was doing an autograph thing.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't. But I saw that map where that's right by the stadium. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was pretty close to.
I don't understand maps. I can't read. I'm like the kids from Iraq that don't have maps. Just being honest.
Let it go.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine here. Hosted a phenomenal event last night. Mark, it's got to be pretty cool when you think about it. I actually thought that last night sitting in your place. It's an amazing complex. It really truly is. I mean, it's state of the art. When you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of cities in the world, and you're right there next to Lambeau Field and the National Football League, and you guys are doing it's sometimes I think we need to step back and appreciate kind of what we have here.
John,
wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and you know, I'm honestly blessed of just the way we kind of come in. It's Brookwood Drive, parallels Lombardi, and I can drive in and see the Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
We can see the one of the signs and. You do have to some catch yourself, pinch yourself, and say, "Man, I've got it pretty good."
Yeah,
and we all do. I mean,
right.
I think it's just like you said. Now with what they have the Titleton District, that you even wintertime, it's not a game day. Take your kids over to the atrium, let them just run around that floor. I've done it with my son. You know, it's like there's a lot of pretty cool things we have up here. That
I don't know if we appreciate it as much as we should.
Yeah, and you know, I suppose everyone does. It doesn't matter where you are in whatever town, but it's some great opportunities.
Yeah,
you know, and it's again, this is just it's just a fun thing. It's amazing what's been here. Just been for day one, we got two more days.
Yeah.
And to see how it goes. But I think it would have been a whole different thing if you said, hey, it's $20 a person to get in. Oh, boy, that's going to rub some people wrong. So that you can go in, it's free. Now,
yeah,
do you have to park? Yes. Do you have to buy food? And you're going to spend some money, but it should be a great time.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. No, you're right. I mean, you can take the shuttles. There are shuttles. There's opportunities.
I'll tell you something. And when we were driving out, all those neighborhoods, it seemed like a Packer game because everybody's like tailgating and then, you know, the little fire pits outside. But all those yards were filled with cars. I will say that. But with that being said, the last thing in the world I would do would be to get into my car and drive around that area trying to find a parking place. It's like, take a shuttle. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I drove in yesterday. I had a meeting, so I was there at 7. I would say at 7. It was
7 in the morning. Away.
So I just left there at 6:30 to come to the station. They're probably 2 to 3 blocks out already from our clinic.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people just drove down earlier and found a place and just talked to the guy and said, look, you know.
But you do not, like, that's when we were, whatever time we pulled up last night, I don't know, 5 o'clock-ish, or whatever.
Right.
It's like you would not want to be driving a car.
For the first
looking
time.
Looking for, yes.
Right. No, I agree with that.
No. So it's, but I mean, overall, I mean, everyone's going to could nitpick, but I tell you what, we love the event that we had. I love what the committee kind of came around and did on this. And some people said, hey, I have no desire to come up and do those things.
But
I think it's also day of event.
I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I just want to say that with all the hype and being there, it's really not the most exciting event. It's not like going to a Stones concert or something.
Yeah.
Sit and wait.
Right.
I agree.
But the people are friendly, like we talked about. They're families. And we talked to people next to us. But it's not like a concert or a game.
Correct.
Basketball.
They're not entertaining you between the picks.
Right.
Now you have to entertain yourself, kind of.
who sang the national anthem?
You know what? Someone asked me that. I do not know.
I never heard of him. I mean, it was great. It was kind of a cool style, I guess, but I didn't know who that. I would have assumed it would have been like somebody huge.
I thought maybe.
I thought they were going to call you, John.
I know. they did. I said I was busy.
Yeah. But, you know, I just want to say, and it was great. I'm glad it's here, and I'm glad everybody was there. But it just isn't a nail biter.
I agree. It's more
Stephen Wilson Jr. By the way, again.
Was he country?
A little bit, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It was one of those things to be at and say I was there.
Right.
You know, versus oh my god, it was the greatest concert I ever heard, or the greatest whatever.
Yeah, tell me about it. It was kind of. Yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But and the rumor was that maybe you'll be flying the jets, John.
Me?
Yeah.
They talked to me about that. I didn't want to
say. Did they ask you about that? Did you turn that down?
No, you know who I want to be? You want to know the role I wish I could play? I want to be one of those snipers on top of Kohler Lodge. Todd. There's snipers up there.
I know.
I will tell you that we are very well protected, not just from Green Bay, not just from Brown County Sheriff, not just from State Patrol, everyone, because they have been great guys and gals to work with and did an amazing job. The presence is there, but it's not that I'd worried about it.
No.
Yeah. But, yep, some of those guys, they come around golf carts with five guys on a golf cart.
Yeah.
That's great when you walk through and the dog, we walk past the dogs. Yeah. And like, I'm like, your dog? Yeah, my dog. What's it sniffing for? Explosives.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like for weed.
It is the most secure environment you will ever be in.
Explosives.
You will never see more law enforcement anywhere than around Lambeau Field right now. Is that true, Mark?
And they don't come around once. I'm almost guessing they come around four or five times and every day. I mean, they're very professional. They've stayed under the radar.
Like, I thought for sure it was going to be something else, but you know, the VIP tent, explosives.
Okay.
But anyway.
So Mark, what's going on for you guys for the rest of the draft?
Like we said, we've got 12 o'clock till 7 o'clock tonight. Those vendors are, we've got a lot of food vendors. We got vendors selling stuff.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. We have YMCA, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah,
YMCA, bring your kids over. Play some games. Big Brother, check out their air.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. T. Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with P. Schwab. From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3. 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh. Forecast cloudy with some showers today, high of 50 on National Penguin Day, Hug a Plumber Day, Lingerie Day, which ironically, somebody in our studio is wearing today to honor that. Arbor Day, Telephone Day, Zucchini Bread Day, Red Hat Society Day, and the Brewers take on the St. Louis Cardinals. 6:40 on WISS tonight. Frank, I'm not going to say who's wearing the lingerie.
Let's just say I have a nice black sleek underneath this curly Lambo outfit.
I apologize, you have to sit next to
I'm
this.
I'm feeling a little slippery as I'm sitting in this seat right now. Yeah, a little slippery.
Can I be honest with you? So am I.
Yeah.
His is the diapers.
This is Delilah. Hey, I'm not even joking about this. I'm not joking about this.
Neither am I.
I'm wearing my like biker short underwear today.
Oh yeah,
and they're like slippery. I have to notch my belt tighter. Isn't that the truth?
It is.
That's right. Remember that day I told you I was at festival and they started dropping. Said my biker short underwear. Maybe I shouldn't even talk about this.
That's because you have no
Let's
butt.
Let's skip and move
you
on.
Have no butt. You gotta get it over that. Those gluteus maximus.
I was gonna say something. We had the picture up in the break. Jim and I. How much weight have both of us lost, Todd? Because that was
a ton.
That was
a ton.
That was before we started.
That was like the first day.
No, that was before we started. They went to take pictures.
15 years ago, right?
What do you guys think?
15 months ago.
15 months. Just kidding.
How much weight do you think we've both lost?
Oh God!
From that picture.
I'm gonna go 13 to 15.
Yeah,
pounds.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
What about you, Jim? Where are you at? Seriously. Because you've lost a lot of weight.
Because I think I was 234, wasn't I, Todd? Didn't we have
something like
that? And right now I'm 218.
Ooh. From a linebacker to a wide receiver.
I don't know where I was, but.
Tailback.
Tailback.
What are you down to now?
I'm under. Yeah, just under.
You're under what?
But I'm way under 200. I'll never go to 200 again, ever. I will never.
But what
ever
were you in that picture?
Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't it 217, 218?
Really?
And you're at 200 now?
Congrats.
No, tell the truth.
189.
Wow.
You're a slot receiver.
Yeah.
You are.
He's Randall Cobb.
He is, yeah.
After going, hey, Danny Amendola.
After going to the draft last night, though.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I got to tell you something. So when we were walking over from your place over to the thing, I go, Dom, look at that guy. How big he is, okay? And then we're sitting there. It's like, that's the guy he was drafting, like a defenseman. People don't understand how big these human beings are in the National Football League. I mean, you're a big guy, Frank.
Yeah, they're big.
But these guys, I mean, this guy was like 6'7", 3'0".
These tackles and linemen.
Oh, my God, are they
big,
huge?
And they can move.
Yep. Wow. Yep.
But that guy that we drafted, he's not that big, is he?
6', 198 pounds, I believe. The wide receiver.
Sleek. Yep.
So if I lost 20 pounds, that'd be him.
You could do it.
And gain 6 inches.
You know who looks huge? I saw Sean Jones interviewed. He's 6'7".
Oh, yeah. Still really looks, that's huge. Yeah, you want that height.
He still looks big.
Hey, I thought that was cool. I thought I'd be able to just kind of walk wherever I wanted to last night because I wanted to see James Jones, who used to do our radio show, remember?
Yeah.
Used to with Murphy and the boys. Yeah. And, but I mean, secure. I mean, you couldn't get. You can't get. I just want to tell people, what you see on TV ain't going to be what you're going to experience. Because that one area where you work, because you're, you know, you paid your way in or whatever.
I got it.
But it's like, you're going to be on the periphery, kind of, and you're not going to be up there by Roger Goodell. Because I wanted to go see James Jones, who was a great friend of mine. But I thought that was great. They had all those Packers up there, didn't you?
Cool. Yeah, I thought it was very cool.
It's
Billy awesome. Schrader. It's awesome just to have a lot of those legends back.
Yeah, I thought that was neat.
And there's Crosby.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's judging everybody.
What do you mean?
Yeah, wow, Clay, put on some weight.
Yeah, right. Everybody,
holy cow,
they do.
What did she say about me?
Well, she didn't see you.
Okay,
I'm gonna show her that picture.
Did she judge me?
Be honest. I don't know. If she judge you?
Okay,
she's a good kid. She's a good kid.
Frank is here in the house.
She judges me quite often.
Okay, so you're okay.
I'm
gonna turn this over, Jim. I'm gonna turn this over to you. He's dressed like this.
Well, he's had a couple busy days. You got a full day yesterday, and then today again.
Yep. You know, I didn't think I'd do anything this week with the draft. You know,
right. That it was
no shows.
Your time off.
The phone started ringing. And people started asking. I wrote a show years ago called The Heritage Trail Curly Lambeau with Cliff Crystal. And I played Curly Lambeau. So the Northland Hotel called me yesterday.
I would never. No, you're way too big. Curly Lambeau was
Curly
like 5 foot
was,
eight.
Was 6 foot.
He was not.
6 foot, 200 pounds.
No, he wasn't.
That's what he says.
Okay.
That's what he says. I don't know what
he was. Can I just say one thing? I've been involved in this work all my lifetime.
Yeah.
Nobody who says they're 6 feet tall
is six feet tall.
Okay. Because if they were legitimately 6 feet tall, they'd say they were 6'1 or 6'2.
Okay.
So the guy is 5'10 and a half at the most, and he says they're 6 feet.
Yeah.
True or false?
True. That is
truth.
Yeah, I am. I'm 6'3 at 250, so I'm a little bit bigger than Curly. But, you know, Curly Lambeau was a larger-than-life character. He pioneered the forward pass, you know, and he had a tumultuous relationship with Johnny Blood. And I just wanted to bring that out, and I don't know why I'm talking like this, because I think
I don't either.
That's why it sounds like the 1920s
he
radio
grew up
voice.
Three blocks away from here. I don't
he was on Irwin Avenue.
Yeah.
Calowertz owns the house right now. And you know, he was a hometown kid and you know, made it 1919. They say, you know, John Heisman invented the forward pass, but he pioneered the forward pass, Curly Lambeau. And he was a prolific passer, you know, from 1919 to 1921 or 23. Then he became the head coach and yeah, the legend.
So you played that part.
Do you mind if I correct you?
And then the Northland.
Correct me. Tell me what you're saying.
And then the Northland called you and said, would you be a tour guide?
Yes.
And then Paul, who did he play?
Johnny Blood.
Okay.
Yep.
I heard you with that accent. You did use that accent yesterday.
I did. I used that accent.
Where's that from? What part of the world is that?
It's called Mid-Atlantic. Mid-Atlantic. Well, all the Hollywood people talk like that.
That's correct.
The 20s
and 30s. Todd, help us out here.
And we'll tell you another thing.
That's right. Come on, chum.
And I was listening to your tour.
Yeah.
They asked me to give tours because I know a little bit about that place. I learned some stuff from you.
You did.
I think. Did you? Do you ever? Like I said to that one, is that true? I said, well, he kind of makes it up as he goes
that's
along.
That's right. I'm a storyteller. Yes, that's what I am.
You throw up.
Anyway,
few
it was great.
You kind of, you know, you kind of sound like
what
the guy from what was the Music Man.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Right. Oh,
totally.
Right,
totally.
Right.
Totally. Because I did. Right. You ever hear Curly Lambeau talk? I've never heard him talk.
No.
You know, so, I'd love to impersonate him.
So you
can
take liberties.
So I was taking liberties, like, because right. He loved Hollywood. He married Miss yeah. California.
Yeah, he did. You know, and, okay, I just want to say something. Yeah. Can't, may I correct yeah. you?
Sure.
Okay. Curly Lambeau did not do anything with the forward pass.
Oh, really?
That was Newt Rockne and Gus Dorius.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and they were working as lifeguards in Northern Indiana. And they had a football, and during on the beach, they started throwing the football around.
Yeah.
And they were the guys. Gus Dorius was the quarterback,
yep.
And Newt Rockne was the receiver mm-hmm. at Notre Dame. And they pulled it out against Army, and they were like huge underdogs. And they pulled it out, and they threw like 3 touchdown passes wow. in that game. Mm-hmm. And that's what revolutionized the forward pass. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Curly Lambeau at all.
Well, no, I didn't say he invented. He pioneered it.
Pioneered. Yeah,
no, he didn't.
In the NFL.
He didn't.
In the NFL. So,
in his book, it says that.
Yeah. You want to talk NFL?
I don't want. You know way more than I do.
Okay, can I tell you one other interesting fact?
Yeah?
Okay, the guy who is the coach that took over, once Curly Lambeau resigned, who took over for him?
Oh, gosh, 1950s, 1949, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was? I don't even know.
My grandfather's godson.
Was it really?
Gino Renzani.
How cool is
when
that?
When my grandfather moved over from Italy,
yeah.
He lived with the Renzanis up in Iron Mountain.
How cool is that?
And then when
that?
Gino was yeah. born, my grandfather was his godfather.
Really?
Did he so do you want to talk more old football or no?
No, I don't. I okay. just want to be Curly Lambeau today. Talk like that.
I like your look, though,
you
man.
Know, I had,
with that mid-Atlantic.
You talk about Acme Packers. Acme what do you?
Well, you know, he wanted to look like the Notre Dames. Remember back in the yeah. day, he wanted that royal blue look. And
canvas?
You know, canvas. And it's a very...
buckskin holding your crotchal region together.
You know, you like that? Got a belt on there? You know, no helmet?
Again, you're the music man.
I am the music man.
You would be great at that.
But today we got the booyah, you know, the taste of the booyah and the Kringle contest, and I'll be emceeing it today.
It's awesome.
As Curly Lambeau. But I'm here to talk about a brand new musical I got opening. Yes.
We don't care about that.
You don't care about
no.
that?
No. We want to know, okay, first of all, we want to know about what do you think about the whole thing going on. Were you there last night?
I was not.
Oh, you went to a concert?
I went to a
That's
concert
That's amazing,
last night. Yeah.
Like I said, yeah. that you perform 300 nights a year,
yeah.
and on an off night, you go to see somebody else perform.
This is a band that my wife and I have loved, OK Go, and they haven't put out an album in 10 years, and for them to play in Milwaukee at Turner Hall is unbelievable, because they usually play like bigger places. They're a big, big band. They're an A-list. It was sold out last night. Wow. But what's sold out at Turner Hall? I don't know, 3,000 people? But it was a great concert.
I've never heard of Turner Hall.
Oh, my gosh.
You think 3,000 fit in there?
What do you think? Think it's less
I don't
than
know.
That.
I was just there about a yeah. couple months ago.
Yeah, I've been
I was just wondering yeah. about like, how many people
I
are there.
I think about 3,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a big gymnasium. It
yeah,
was
yeah, I would
it
agree
was
with
the
that.
German yep. Whatever built in 1853 where they got together
paid
and they
a few
worked
bucks
out
to stage park, on though. One end.
What's that?
You paid a few bucks to park.
Actually, I got a parking spot right across the street. $4. $4.
Wow. Because there's probably no,
got
game,
that.
No,
okay.
no Bucks game, probably.
Yeah, no Bucks
okay.
game.
Okay, well,
yeah.
that's...
So, yeah, if there was a Bucks game, yeah. I would be done. Yeah. yeah. I was like, where am I going?
So, okay, but what's the musical? I just want to say that, how many tours did you give yesterday? Because I heard you,
and then I gave about 7 tours.
Yeah, I gave about 6
Are you guys doing that today?
And Frank,
no, just yesterday.
Who did you do the tours for?
Well, there were people from all over.
So anyone who was staying
anyone?
At
the
hotel?
No. There were people just walking in because they advertised tours of the hotel.
And the
at
tours,
the North one.
Yeah.
The tours were either from Paul.
Yep.
Paul, who was?
But Johnny Blood.
Frank.
Curly Lambeau.
Yep. Or me.
Oh.
Former
Mayor Johnson. Who were you?
Just some guy who knew a little bit about
the hotel.
The three yeah. times it went bankrupt. So yeah. I talked about that. Frank, the only reason I wanted trying yeah. to clear it up a little bit was I gave out WGBW cards quite a bit. So they're going to be listening today. So
they're good.
Kinda, if you see them at the Booyah Fest, they might say, hey, you told me, you know.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Well, that's okay. I'm okay. Hey, I'm making stuff up as I go.
Where did Johnny Blood go to college?
Well, he went to college in Minnesota.
Very good.
I don't know if it was Olaf or what it
St.
was.
St. John's.
St. John's.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, didn't he go back and teach there eventually
yeah.
to economics?
Yeah.
You did
yeah,
your
he was
homework.
A smart dude.
Okay, do you know what he did during World War II?
World War II, what was he? Because he, I don't know, was he in information? Or
OCS.
Okay.
Where it's basically like the CIA.
Yeah,
that started.
Wow,
over in the South Pacific, because he was brilliant.
Brilliant,
and he was almost like a spy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why he got away with so much crap in the NFL. I mean, when he played for Curly.
Yeah. Really interesting guy.
Great what else you got going on?
So Brent the Musical opens up May 7th through the 10th. It's a story about a guy who can't make up his mind. I wrote this show about Brett Favre, you know, 17 years ago. We toured all over the state doing this show. So we thought we'd bring it back.
That's a good one.
For dinner and a show. Brent, we call him, is the best slow pitch softball player in Brown County. Plays for the Bar. Yeah, but he's thinking about retiring. Yeah, because there's a new upstart pitcher coming behind him, Darian Rogers. And the Stadium View wants him to come play slow pitch. Lisa Purple texts him. Well, he texts her back.
Let's just say it's
a story that you will love and remember. Lisa Purple gets around. And it's kind of the you know.
Is that your wife?
No, it's not. That's Lisa Borden. My wife plays Amy Green, who owns the bar. But anyway, his buddies, Frankie Bag of Long Johns and Chunky, they want him to stay and play for the bar.
Who's playing Frankie?
Frankie Bag of Long Johns is played by Pat. And Johnny, Chunky is played by Paul Evenson. So they're my buddies.
That will be fun.
I wrote most of the music for this show. It's a wonderful show. May 7th through the 10th, backstage in the Meyer.
We got to set a quick break. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine, Frank Hermans, Let Me Be Frank Productions, and Todd DePere being snarky says, hey, John, how many times did you pull out the don't you know who in the hell I am card last night? Not that many, Todd. Not that many. Back after this.
Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
I was an Army brat. My dad spent 23 years in the Army, retiring as a sergeant.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when in fact the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know.
Here we go.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Here we go.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. Of course, the Civic Media. Frank Herman's in the house. Special thanks to Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine, who is hosting a tremendous event at their place right now. If you get a chance to go over to the Packer Draft, go around there. They got some great, great places to go. Mike Clemens is joining us here, sports director for Civic Media. Mike, what'd you think of round number one?
How about that moment right there last night? 17 years as the CEO and president, you come up with this idea 10 years ago. Okay, maybe we could get the draft to come here. And now you're standing out there. It's, you know, decent enough weather in April. There's 100,000 people in the parking lot. They've got another 15, 20,000 that spill over that go inside the bowl. And then they hand you the card, and Goody's decided to give you a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And you go out there, and you get to read that card. I mean, even though the parking within a mile of the stadium, in either the houses, the shops, the restaurants, a church, was $100 a car, you know, and any other kinds of hassles, that was worth it. That moment was right there worth it. I, you know, you don't, He should have just dropped the mic right there and said, that's it.
I agree.
Ed, it's all yours.
That was something special.
Yeah.
But it was almost overwhelming, the number of people walking around, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, weird. I mean, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's amazing. And hopefully the weather will hold up today. I think you're
going to. I thought the weather was great last night. Well, didn't you? I mean.
It's late thought? April in.
I don't think we could have asked for anything much better.
No, I don't think so.
No.
And so then we get into the media auditorium, and then Brian Gutekunst comes down after the whole round is over with, and this was the first question that he was asked.
So given the moment, given that it's here, given the drought, is there any even consideration of, wow, this is significant to finally take a receiver in the first round?
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is. No,
Like he made it up.
Yeah. I you know what? I've been saying all last week, not to be that guy, but it's like, please draft a wide receiver. Remember that, Jim?
I've been saying that for years, though, right?
Please draft a wide receiver. Yeah. So I didn't want another defensive back or offensive lineman. Give me a wide receiver.
So was that Javon Walker? It was the last one.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah,
23 years ago or so. So they get this kid out of Texas.
Yeah.
Who I
seems
think
like I, a great kid, too.
I was
too,
talking about
he,
yesterday. Yeah, yeah. Matthew Golden, who 8 or 9 years ago, guys, he's living out in front of a Walmart with his mom, or going from motel to motel.
Yeah.
And then a family picks him up, and he finishes, you know, 3 years of high school. He goes to Houston University, then transfers over to Texas because that was an offense that the Packers felt maybe fit him better in tracking what he did. And then there was this great moment last night, Jim, where I picked up on something. I heard an announcement that Brian Gutekunst, who doesn't do a lot of interviews like Ted, was going to be on the Rich Eisen show. So I was actually on my way up, you know. I called one of our producers and I said, could you record that for me? But I think I caught most of it, you know, in the car. And after they get done, Rich Eisen says, okay, Brian Gutekunst, thanks for being on the show. Coming up next, Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. I should probably listen to this because this could be a guy, you know, that's on their list. We'll see it. And so when they come back, he talks to Matthew about himself, a little bit about that tough background. He says, by the way, during the break, I noticed Brian Gutekunst and you two talking backstage. There was a little embrace there, a little, you know, what's that all about? He said, have you seen him before? He says, I was just in Green Bay 2 weeks ago for one of those 30 visits. Well, how'd that go? I said, went great. This is the kid who says he just had met with Brian 2 weeks ago, sat down with him, Matt LaFleur, the other coaches, and some of the players as well. So I asked both those guys about that. And the kid, you know, the draft pick, he's like, you know what? He said, when I saw him yesterday, he said, and shook hands with him, I'm starting to think, maybe this is something, you know? Maybe there's something there. And I asked Goody about it last night. He goes, yeah, I want to pump the brakes now, okay? He's trying to improve, you know, his relationships with players like that, you know, but he hung around for that kid just to say hi to him. But I said, did you ever think that, you know, 36 hours, you'd actually be picking that kid that he'd be left on the board? And he said, you know, football decision. He was the kid that was left there, but you know, yeah, they both understood that was quite a moment.
That's cool.
So Goody knew that if he was on the board, he was taking him
by the math, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But what a coincidence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
What do you see today?
Maybe they'll get that defensive lineman that we talked about. And like you talked about, like there's so many that they can get. And maybe they'll get a corner, you know, and maybe there'll be some sort of a deal for Jair Alexander, you know, trade away or something like that.
I thought a little bit of a theme last night was anybody that can disrupt a quarterback. Like their draft, like kid from Tennessee who's like, you know, like, hey, he's light, but he's tall and he can get to a quarterback. That seems to be the trend right now in the NFL. Quarterbacks are so good that you got to find a way to.
Well, just ask the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes how that worked out for them at the last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that Eagles defense just was relentless all
that
line.
That's the thing right now.
They only needed to send four.
Yeah.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.